everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Tanneritos, welcome back to How Rude, Tanneritos. Our guest today is a delightful surprise. We have been talking about the Rippers and their mullets a lot on this podcast. And today, you get to meet one of the most influential Rippers. He is a keyboardist and a vocalist who was not only a member of Jesse and the Rippers, but also performed with the Beach Boys. He has been a part of Full House ever since the beginning, season one, episode two. And we are so thrilled that he has joined us today. Please welcome my personal favorite Ripper, no offense to the other Rippers and their mullets, the redheaded Ripper, Gary Griffin.
Woohoo!
Hi, Gary.
Look at us, all old and everything.
No, forever young.
Right?
Forever.
No.
Forever.
Oh, God.
So good to see you. Oh, my goodness.
We're so excited to have one of the Rippers on the show. And, you know, we're going back and watching this from the beginning, and we didn't watch it, really. Like, as kids, we didn't watch the show. We were like, well, we did it. It's over. You know,
yeah, it's something better to do.
Right. And I did not, we both were talking about, like, we didn't realize how integral the Rippers were to the first couple of seasons
from
the show.
From episode two of the first season. Amazing.
Yeah. And I will... Episode two, standing on a speaker dancing was like the best time of my life up until that point.
I just found pictures of that episode, which I should send to Maddie.
Yes, please. Yes.
We love those.
Unfortunately, Miss Kimmy Gibbler is not in the pictures.
That's all right. That's all right. There's plenty of Kimmy to come.
Yeah. No, I remember I had like purple spray painted hair in the front.
Yeah.
It's probably like before they made like hairspray paint. It was probably just actual spray paint because of the 80s.
Lots of toxic chemicals.
Yeah. They were like, nah, you'll be fine. Just don't breathe in, you know. I guess we should tell Gary that we just kind of jump right in and we start. So ignore all the other people that you see on there are just listening and being creepy. So
they're on their phones playing games. That's what they're doing. They're ignoring all of us.
Yeah. They're ignoring us. And they're just like hoping for the best and waiting
don't
to
screw
get
it
to
up, Sweetin.
So
Andrea, I haven't seen you in, you know, it's been like 30 years since Full House ended.
Oh, since it ended. Yeah.
Since it ended. That's wild.
How can that be?
I know. It's so fun. It's so fun getting to go back and watch all of the Rippers and their mullets. Like, there's so many mullets in the Rippers.
30 years. That puts me in my mid-40s, I believe.
Yeah. You were obviously, I mean, you were about DJ and Kimmy's age.
You're a very tall child star.
You'd hit a growth spurt early. It was, yeah. You had a fake ID. You were playing with the Rippers. You were like, shh, nobody knows I'm 10. Yeah. No, it was fine.
The thing I didn't realize about those episodes, I didn't know it at the time, but I had a mullet and I didn't even
the red mullet. Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Until later, people start saying, "You did. You had a mullet, you know." I said, "I did not."
You know, they were sneaky. They were sneaky. They were just sort of omnipresent. You didn't even like you had a mullet. And you didn't even know it. You wouldn't even like they were just sneak up on you. And then only in hindsight do you realize, oh my God, I was a victim of a mullet.
There's no problem with that now. It's no. I'm in a mullet-free zone.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness. We were so glad when John finally cut his hair in season two. We're like, blessed. Thank you.
Mullet. You look in the encyclopedia under mullet. It says, see also Stamos, comma, John.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's true. It's true. It's more than a mullet. It's just a Stamos.
It should rename
really
it.
What it is.
But it was cool. It was
more
cool.
than a mullet.
And I can for all the guys, that's what we aspired to. We thought, God, if I had hair like Stamos, man.
Wow. Right?
This whole thing would be so easy. I would be styling.
But seeing you like and like realizing how much the Rippers were involved and on set and with us, like how did the Rippers come to be? What is the origin story of
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know this, actually.
Prior to, if you'd be quiet, I'll tell you. Yippity yappities. All right. Prior to Full House, John was on General Hospital, of course. And his character, Blackie Parrish, they wrote him a storyline where he had a rock and roll band, Blackie and the Riff Raff. And I had just met John just prior to that. He was... Well, the backstory is kind of cool. He was a teenager, and he would come to see our band at Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah. Yes.
And he was an aspiring actor, and he said, I got an audition this week for General Hospital. And we were all like, oh, great kid. That's great. Good luck. You know, that's going to be great, man. And of course, within 2 weeks, he's a major teen idol. You know, he got the job.
Right.
And he came to us and said, hey, they want to make my guy, he's going to have his own band, Blackie and the Riff Raff. You want to be in it? I said, sure. What am I doing? You're going to be on General Hospital. Oh, yeah? So I was brought in to be part of the band on General Hospital. But the weird thing was I had no experience acting, nothing. I've never even been in a school play, a church play, nothing. I've just been a musician only my whole life. I mean, my whole life was only like 30 years old at that time, but no, probably less. Yeah. But, so they brought me and a couple of our buddies in to be the riffraff, but for some reason they started writing scenes where they're giving me speaking lines and tons of
intimidation.
10-page scene. I show up.
My God. Yeah. Soap operas are super hard too. Cause it's like, hey, here you arrive at this time in the morning. Here's 10 pages. Learn them now. Wow. See you in an hour. Like
I had no idea what I was doing, but I didn't know enough to not say anything like, what are you guys nuts? Why are you giving me speaking lines? I don't know what I'm doing. I just said, well, I'll just give it a try. Let's see how it works out. So I would have, scenes with John, long extended scenes, but I was just like exposition. Oh. I would just be saying things that the viewers need to know. Like, hey, Blackie, we got that big show at the Armory this weekend. And, you know, we got to rehearse because we have a new drummer. And
Right. Let me tell you all the reasons why we're having this conversation
Right. Hey, Blackie, let me tell you how I feel about things.
Right.
You serve the purpose, for sure. Yeah.
But, you know, they almost made your character die and then come back to life with an evil twin. So it could have, you know how soap operas are.
Well, you remember Blackie, John's character, he caused the death of his girlfriend.
Oh.
That's how they wrote him out of the show because he had to go off to prison. Because
I didn't know that.
I didn't watch General Hospital. My parents were GH fans, but I don't know this backstory. Yeah. And I did not know that you were a General Hospital star.
You were about one at the time.
Yeah.
And I was on Days of Our Lives. So I was on a competing show.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch General Hospital.
She also has a soap background. I feel so left out.
So we're written out of the show finally because Blackie goes off to prison and we that storyline ended.
You were
so
released of your riffraff duties.
Yeah, I was relieved of the riffraff. Riffraff. So then Full House comes along and this character, Uncle Jesse, is going to have a band. So John comes back to me and says, well, we're going to have a band again, Jesse and the Rippers. You want to do that one? I said, yeah, I want to do that. Of course I do. I'll go from a number one daytime TV General Hospital, number one daytime show.
Right.
We're going to do Full House, which turned out to be extremely successful too, but who knew at the time?
Right.
So that's how the Rippers came. He said, well, come on, will you be the Rippers? And I said, well, Yeah. And I felt kind of guilty about it because there were so many aspiring actors in that city who would kill for that job. And here I am completely unqualified. They're giving me the scenes. I counted, I was on about 35 episodes of the show.
Wow. Really? Oh my God. I didn't realize that either.
Is so cool.
I mean, I knew you were on a bunch, but well, like I
eight,
said.
Eight seasons, about four to five per season.
Which wow. Still,
I was down there a lot because John and I worked on a lot of music segments. Yeah. So I had way more than that to work on stuff. But being on the show, I was on like 30 something episodes.
That's yeah,
you
know. So
and they gave
cool.
you lines on our show too, like in season one in the cabin in line. The up in Tons Lake Tahoe or whatever when Jesse goes to get away from the kids. You have lines there.
Oh, I had lines.
And you did great. Lines. I wouldn't know that you aren't or
well, it was
an actor.
All that experience on General Hospital.
My biggest regret was I never got to do a scene with Andrea ever.
I know. This is a tragedy.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I'm sure every one of our listeners can attest that we all carry around different stressors, both big and small. And I carry around quite a few of them myself.
I know when I bottle up my problems and emotions, it can start to have a negative effect in my day-to-day life. Therapy is my safe space where I can get things off my chest and figure out how to solve the things that are weighing me down.
Seriously, therapy is an amazing tool to help you be the best version of yourself. And whether you're aiming to set new boundaries, something that is sometimes missing in our episodes, or learn positive coping skills, or learn to heal from trauma, therapy can help.
With BetterHelp, all you need to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/howrude today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/howrude. I need to get away and pack up the car and break free to embark on an adventurous weekend. What do you say, AB? Will you come with me?
Well, how will we get there, Jody Sweetin?
Well, may I suggest the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe.
Oh, I have seen this car. It is stunning.
Right? I am loving the new Hyundais, and the features make it the perfect vehicle to pack up the family and get away. There's available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, which is perfect when you have two kids who both want to stare at their phones rather than talk to you. I speak from experience.
Relatable. The Santa Fe's entire existence is to make sure it can take you on any adventure stress-free and ready to relax.
Ooh, what do you say, Andrea? How about we, like, you know, time travel isn't real, but what if we, like, take it back to the late 80s and go on a phone-free weekend somewhere?
Oh, yes. Let's go to Joshua Tree, where there's not even cell phone service.
Perfect. Let's go on a little weekend trip somewhere.
Yeah.
Out. We'll make it like it's 1988. No phones. No nothing. I'm going to braid my hair into a rat tail and bring a guitar to sing like a ripper. It's going to be great.
I'm going to put my hair up in a scrunchie with my permed hair and head on out in the Hyundai. So if you want to just escape your house filled with kids or your sister's widowed husband and your jingle writing partner, just go up to the snow and sing a cappella with your Ripper's bandmates. This is the car to do it.
Well, that is if you don't already own a motorcycle and maybe have a helmet.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I hear that there's rumor that this particular Ripper could be actually related to the Gibbler family.
Yes, tell me.
That's what we decided. Yes. We decided my last name was
Uncle Gary Gibbler. Is the relation here.
Yeah, it tracks.
Aw.
So proud of that. But I don't know if Maddie got the picture, but I did send a picture of when we did Fuller House.
Yes.
I remember, Jody, but we did a scene where the Rippers, you guys were going to buy back the Smash Club or something.
That's right. The Smash Club had been turned into a laundromat.
So the Rippers are in the laundromat.
Oh, yes.
In the laundromat, just doing their just happen to be there, all of them. Well, doing
like, right, like they've never left the Smash Club. They're trapped forever in those walls.
And you say to me, what are you guys doing here? And I say something like, well, it's Friday night. We're doing our laundry. Like, for the last 20 years.
Yeah, just that's they've been doing Friday night. Well, it's not a club anymore. I guess we do the laundry now. Yeah.
I thought that was a great line. Great line.
So how did you put these particular rippers together? How did John, who put them together? How did you find them? Were they friends?
You know, there have been so many rippers through the years. There have been a lot of, you know.
It's true. I've definitely noticed some cycle through, but I also know there's like, you know, two or three that have been pretty consistent.
Lanny, you remember Lanny?
Right. Oh, yeah.
And Roger Lodge was in there a lot.
Yep.
And my buddy Tony Schutto from Baltimore, and Mark Vogel was one who was in. But we were going through it the other day because Dave is going to do a podcast also.
Yeah. He's doing his. He came on as a guest to ours, and then we're gonna go do his as well.
A couple months, he wants to try to assemble as many rippers as he can.
Oh, so
it's
cool.
Gonna be quite a challenge because everybody's everywhere else these days.
Right.
Yeah.
Lanny's in Pakistan, believe it or not.
I know. Oh, wow. He's doing some really incredible work over there.
Yeah. And he's quite a struggle keeping them safe. So he's I do. He'll send me every couple of weeks. He'll send me a, hey, can you do a piano? Can you do a piano part on this song I'm working on? So I go down to my basement where I have a studio, work for an hour, push a button, and it's in Pakistan.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, it's really cool. He is working on bringing music education to young people in Pakistan and was in Afghanistan, but obviously they've now had to cross the border into Pakistan after the Taliban. Because he also, there's the school, I think, teaches a lot of young women music, which is forbidden, obviously, under the Taliban. So they had to go to Pakistan and do some stuff. But the Miraculous Love Kids is Lanny's.
Yeah.
And they're really great.
Oh, wow. The girls can play guitar quite well and sing.
Yeah. They've released videos. They're like of these young women singing and it's really incredible.
Yep. Lanny's doing good.
Aww. Yeah.
Do you remember a ripper? Okay. We've talked about this a lot. This is going to seem really weird. There's one particular ripper in a recent episode we watched who's got a rat tail that has a ponytail. The mullet's in a ponytail, but then he has a rat tail that kind of comes around his neck. I don't know if you remember this ripper.
I don't.
Yeah, it was a look. If you thought your surprise mullet was one thing, let me tell you.
The rat tail just elevated this
little
look.
Little braided rat tail with some beads at the end of it.
Wow, I'm sure I would know him. You remember Randall Kirsch, big tall Randall?
Randall. Yeah.
There were a bunch of
them. Yeah. Lanny actually taught me to play guitar for our episode of As We Were Girl Talk. One of the rippers taught me to play guitar, and then John would practice.
Remember, you came out to my home studio to pre-record I Saw the Sign.
Yeah, that's right.
And
that was...
You were young, and with one of the other girls.
Marla.
And you were young, and I thought, oh, this is going to be torture. These girls are going to be so awful. This is going to take forever. It took about this long for you to sing this song. It's so good.
Thank you. That was the first time I ever recorded music. That was the first time I was ever in a music studio. That was the first time I'd ever sung in front of a microphone. That's not true. I had sung in front of microphones in talent shows and pageants, whatever. But like as far as to be recorded by a professional musician with the headphones, like I felt so cool.
Well, you were.
Yeah.
You both were exceptional talents as little tykes. I mean, I was.
Thank you.
I didn't know much about acting or anything, but I watched you guys do it, and I thought, God, these kids are good.
Aww.
Everything that comes out of their mouth sounds like it's being processed right then. You know, there's no prep. There's no mulling over the lines. Okay, I got a line coming up. Here it comes. Okay, do it. You know, you had everything natural as could be.
Thank you.
Byron.
That's why I've become such the great actor that I am today.
Well, you know, it's with the award season approaching. I just really want you to remember, Gary, when you're up on that stage, who taught you what you know?
We'll wait for our shout out.
Give me the names again. Angela and what is it, Joni?
Yes, Janine, right. So I would love to know, Gary, how you got into music yourself? Like, how did you become a musician? I love hearing the backstory of this.
And on my fifth birthday, five, my Aunt Fran said, I'm going to offer you for your birthday 1 year's worth of piano lessons.
Ooh.
And I was like this excited about it.
Oh,
oh really? I don't get a new toy or anything. I get piano lessons. Okay. So I said, okay, well, let me think about it. What a smart ass. So sometime in the next day, I consulted my older brother, who's 5 years older, who knew everything, And John said, yeah, you should do that. You should learn to play the piano. That'd be great. Said, okay. So I went back to Aunt Fran the next day. I said, yeah, I want to do that. So I started piano lessons at age five. And from what they tell me, I was really good right away, like for a little kid. It's really good. Then I completely lost interest in it until I was about 12 or 13 and I started hearing rock and roll on the radio. And then it all kind of clicked. Oh, man. So I could play these songs I'm hearing on the radio. I could learn them on the piano. That would be kind of cool. So that was it. And then from then on, it was just no looking back. I just started and played piano. And that's the only thing I've done in my life is playing rock and roll bands. So,
except well, I mean, not a bad life, though, you know? That's right. Other than your illustrious soap career.
They keep calling me back at General Hospital. Maybe every couple of months.
They never, you know, it's once you're in, they never let you go.
Well, Gary, don't be modest. You've performed with the Beach Boys, which is so incredible. How did you meet them? That's a good one.
I was a big fan all through my childhood, a big fan of the Beach Boys. And I would go to their shows anytime they came to the area. I grew up in Cincinnati, which is kind of where I am now. But anytime they would come to the area, I would go to their shows and be one of those, you know, kids hanging back. Hey, I know all your songs. I should be in your band. You know, you should let me be in your band. I know all your songs. And that's great. So I kept bugging them for several years. And then out of the blue, I got a call like in 1977, said, Gary, this is Mike Love.
That's a great Mike Love impression, by the way.
Perfect.
Thank you. We need a keyboard player in the band. If you think you'd be interested in doing that?
Wow.
So that's how it started.
That's incredible.
Assistant, and they called me and they hired me. And I've been in and out of their world since 1977.
Wow.
The last bunch of years I've been playing with Brian Wilson, touring with him.
Right.
So great. Oh. It's so great. But he's pretty much retired now. He's kind of unable to get out there. He's, you know, 82 in June.
I remember, I think when Brian was on the episode of the Beach Boys, wasn't that kind of the first time in a while that he had done anything?
It was that era. Yeah. He had been brought back. He had been sort of, see, he'd lost some weight and he was in better physical shape.
Yeah.
Able to do something like that.
Yeah.
You know,
I think because he'd kind of stepped away from the band for a while and then kind of came back, right? So it was, you know.
He was in and out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His life, the fact that he's still going, he's still doing well is just amazing.
Yeah.
He's lost both of his brothers, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's quite a guy.
Such a musical legend, though. And, you know, Andrew and I were talking about it the other day, how, like, when we were kids, we were like, oh, cool, the Beach Boys. And yeah. You know, and, like, going on stage at the Coliseum with them or whatever. And, like, we just watched that episode of us at the Coliseum when the Beach Boys first show up.
Too. I just watched it the other day. When you guys are Barbara Ann.
Yes. It was so, like, I watching it back. And, again, I haven't watched it in 30 some odd years. I haven't watched that. I, like a little fool in my office, was like, ba, ba, ba. Like, just, it was so full of joy. It was so fun.
It was so well done.
It, like, the crowd in that episode was, you know, just loving it. The band was having fun. All of us as cast, we, like, it just was such a great memory. And it was something I hadn't watched in such a long time. And I was like, wow.
Yeah. I remember I was down there that day. I wasn't in the scene, but I was down there hanging out with you all.
Oh, cool.
And it cracks me up. I watched that the other day too. And the scene, you know, they're panning across the stage while you're singing Barbara Ann. And as they get to one of you guys, they kind of crank up your microphone a little bit. Like, you're hearing the band, you're hearing everybody go, ba, 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 ba.
Right.
And they pan to you and they go, ba, ba, ba.
Right.
You can definitely hear Jody's voice distinctly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I project. What can I say? I need to get away and pack up the car and break free to embark on an adventurous weekend. What do you say, AB? Will you come with me?
Well, how will we get there, Jody Sweetin?
Well, may I suggest the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe.
Oh, I have seen this car. It is stunning.
Right? I am loving the new Hyundais, and the features make it the perfect vehicle to pack up the family and get away. There's available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, which is perfect when you have two kids who both want to stare at their phones rather than talk to you. I speak from experience.
Relatable. The Santa Fe's entire existence is to make sure it can take you on any adventure stress-free and ready to relax.
Ooh, what do you say, Andrea? How about we, like, you know, time travel isn't real, but what if we, like, take it back to the late 80s and go on a phone-free weekend somewhere?
Oh, yes. Let's go to Joshua Tree, where there's not even cell phone service.
Perfect. Let's go on a little weekend trip somewhere.
Yeah.
Out. We'll make it like it's 1988, no phones, no nothing. I'm going to braid my hair into a rat tail and bring a guitar to sing like a ripper. It's going to be great.
I'm going to put my hair up in a scrunchie with my permed hair and head on out in the Hyundai. So if you want to just escape your house filled with kids or your sister's widowed husband and your jingle writing partner, just go up to the snow and sing a cappella with your ripper's bandmates. This is the car to do it.
Well, that is if you don't already own a motorcycle and maybe have a helmet.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Since every minute counts when you're a new parent, who wants to waste time washing bottles? Transform this daily chore with the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro, the first machine that automatically washes, sterilizes, and dries bottles, pump parts, and sippy cups at the push of a button. Its 20 spray jets clean everything 100%. Plus, it sterilizes with steam, then dries with germ-free air. Don't waste time on tedious hand washing. Let the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro do it for you. Shop now at babybrezza.com.
Do you remember the last time you came out to the studio to record, just, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago?
Yeah, I came out to record something for Dave.
Yeah.
That's right. Was it Legend of Jimmy Booger?
And your character's name, remember?
I don't remember. No, what was my, I don't remember my character's name.
I had to look it up because I know it was Emily. It was Jimmy Booger was a little, this is Dave Coulier. So
this is Dave, right. Dave did that whole series about this little booger that had a whole life. And it was, yeah.
And his girlfriend's name was Emily Snodasaki.
That's right, Emily Snodasaki. I remember Emily's not a Snodasaki, which, by the way, like, that seems like you're like, that's so stupid. That's a ridiculous idea, or about a booger, or what. I think it's hilarious. But my kids were fascinated with a show from South Korea called Larva that was a cartoon about these two, like, trash-dwelling worms that had no dialogue. It was all, like, physical comedy, sort of Looney Tune stuff. But, like, all bathroom humor, just all, boogers and farts. Like, Dave, I'm sure, would love this show if he hasn't seen it already.
Oh, yeah.
But
Dave,
it reminded me of that. And I was like, oh, no, I guess this is really funny. But, yeah, Emily Snodasaki.
That was you. And you did great on it. You sang your butt off on that. I remember that.
Oh, but, that's right. Yeah. There was songs. Oh, I do remember that.
But Dave and I did 4 or 5 comedy albums, since Full House. We did some Weaver Beaver stuff. Remember that character of his?
Oh, right.
He did a whole bunch with all his voices. And as we were making these records, we were laughing so much, laughing our butts off, and thinking, God, we are creating the greatest comedy record ever. People are going to love this. We finished it and played it for the general masses. I was like, that's pretty good. No. So what are you gonna do with it? and we could barely do the work because we were laughing so hard while we were making these records. Dave was Dave was on fire.
Oh, yeah. When Dave gets going, it's amazing. So, but I love that you, like, I mean, you became friends with Dave and, like, started recording stuff with him from doing the show. And, you know, it was, you just sort of became a part of, you know, I mean, obviously you and John have been friends since, you know.
Still, we still talk before the show. Once every week or two, we still connect. We have a group of us, group of our old buddies that has a Zoom call every Sunday night, but not everybody can make it every Sunday.
Right. Oh, how great. John's just sort of a standing Zoom call?
Yeah.
Are there rippers? Wait, other rippers too? Or just other friends?
Randell is a, there are other rippers in there.
I want to attend a ripper Zoom on a Sunday night.
There is a Sunday night ripper musician reunion. And it's that.
This brings
that
me so much joy.
Well, that gives us two nights. Friday night, we all get together and do our laundry. Sunday night, we Zoom. Pretty active lives. You
modern
know?
Day rippers in 2024.
They're rippers. Rippers in their 70s.
So not only were you a ripper and Uncle Gary Gibbler, but you produced music for all 8 seasons of Full House. What was that like, producing music for a sitcom? Like all the jingles that Joey and Uncle Jesse did?
Usually John and I worked on these things together. He would say, we need a little, you know, 10 seconds of, I can't even, there were so many of them, I can't remember some of them. But if there's just a challenge, we just had to write something that fit the show, and it was great. And I still get pennies for it. Recording.
Yay, residuals. No,
a few $100 maybe every 3 months, which is fine. I'll take it.
Yeah.
We just wrote a bunch of little pieces for the show. I think I counted up the number of musical segments I worked on for the show, and I think it was over 100, like well over 100.
Wow.
Was it like, did you work on like the jingles that like that John and Dave did as when they were doing their jingle writing career? Yeah.
Eat at Beano's today.
We just watched, watched the episode where Jesse finally decides that he's going to be a jingle writer. Yeah. And not an Elvis impersonator or whatever it was, or not an Elvis impersonator, an exterminator.
And Dave or Joey Elvis brings out the cats in the ad agency.
An Elvis exterminator, right, yeah.
That would have been his
thought. Oh, you know what? I would hire an Elvis exterminator. Someone just dressed in an Elvis costume to come and clear your house of bugs. That'd be amazing.
It would be.
The cockroaches have left the building. Okay, I'm sorry.
Wow, that's good.
Oh, my God.
Rich, oh, wow. Okay.
Jody's synapses are firing today, even after that press day.
Which is shocking, right? That there's any left.
You should exit on that high note. You know, that should be it. Thank you. See you next week.
It's true. Try the veal. Okay. This interview with Gary was so great, we had to make it into 2 parts. So thank you for listening to part 1 with an infamous ripper. Stay tuned for part 2 coming out tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss it. And in the meantime, make sure that you're following us on Instagram at How Rude Podcast, and that you're subscribing to the podcast wherever you're listening so you can make sure and get all the newest episodes right when they drop. And if you want to email us, check us out at howrudepodcast@gmail.com. We love getting your questions, your answers, your corrections, all of it. And we love to do minisodes about what you guys are wanting to know about too. So make sure and send us an email, follow us on Instagram, and we will see you guys next time for another episode of How Rude Tanneritos. And remember, the world is small, but the house is full.
How did you, wait. Mm-mm-mm. You're getting a little too good at this, sweetie. Mm-hmm.
See? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.